Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So this message is for my Caribbean entrepreneurs specifically. I want to encourage you to not pigeonhole yourself. Not put yourself in a box and feel that you can only serve one type of audience, right? And I know this sounds really contradictory because we tell you to niche down on your audience, be very, very specific on your audience, be, you know, understand who you want to sell to and that kind of thing, and that's fine. What I am saying to you is, in the creation of your business, you have to decide, do I only want to serve local people, or is my business set up in such a way that I can also service or give my offers to people who are not in my home country, right? And that's one of the things that I work through with my clients when we are doing an audit of their business, when we're looking at their marketing plan, when we're looking at their visibility, and specifically when we're looking at their ideal clients, right? I always say to them, because I'm based in Trinidad and Tobago, and I always say to them, is there anybody else in the Caribbean who might be interested in what you are selling? If the answer is yes, obviously we have to do our market research to make sure that there is actually a market out there for the thing that they are offering. But if the answer is yes, then you have opened your market even wider, and you don't necessarily have to just depend on people who are based in your country. Figure out exactly if people in other territories actually need it, and then set up your business in order to be able to deliver to them. And that might look like a few things, right? That might look on the surface level, that might look like making sure that when you're showing up online, you're mentioning those territories, you're engaging with other people in those territories or countries, and that not just in the Caribbean, that could be clients in the States, in Canada, in the UK, in Australia, different parts of the diaspora, right? Making sure you're also engaging with them, making sure that you're also adding them to your email list, making sure that they see you and they know that you are available to do work with them. And in addition to that, making sure that you have some method of payment. Now, in the Caribbean, it's very, very different from in the Americas and in UK and that kind of thing, because we don't have the same kind of payment systems set up, right? But there are always different solutions. You have to do your research to figure out what works well for you. I use PayPal, I use To Checkout, I use Wise. There are so many different options available for you to collect payment from your clientele, and also look at different ways for you. If you have a physical product where you can actually ship those things to your audience, but if you don't have a physical product and the thing that you're offering is something that you can do online or something you can do via phone or whatever, even better, because it means that you can actually service people in a wider territory than just Trinidad and Tobago, or just Barbados, or just Saint Lucia, or just Grenada, or just Guyana, wherever you may be located. And I think a lot of times when you start your business, your initial thought process is, let me service the people who are right here. And that's well and fine, right? And guys, you know, that this doesn't work for every single business, right? But you pay attention to the business that you have and figure out if it is something that can be expanded to other territories. So like myself, I'm a coach, I'm a consultant. I have accountants who work with me. I have social media managers who work with me. I have email marketing specialists who work with me, graphic artists who work with me, website developers who work with me, and all of us can service and create our offers for people across the Caribbean, and that is exactly what we have done. I've been able to speaker engagements in Barbados. I've been able to have training in St. Lucia. I've been able to have training in Grenada, all from the comfort of my home. And yes, sometimes I get on a plane and I might go to these places, right? But you have to look at the structure of your business and ask yourself the question. Again, guys, it's not going to be for everybody, right? But look at your business, because there are so many businesses that I am seeing in Trinidad and Tobago specifically, who can actually help people in other Caribbean territories, who can actually help people who are in the States and in Canada and in Australia and in the UK and that kind of thing, right? Look at your business and figure out if that is something that you can do. Obviously, you have to do your market research, then obviously figure out all the back-end pieces, right? Which is more than likely the most important thing would be like your payments, your payment options, because I have been able, just from engaging and building those relationships, to have a lot of clients from the States and from the UK, right? Just by building my engagement and making sure that my audience who is there, because people who have the problems in Trinidad and Tobago more than likely have the same problem in Barbados or Grenada or Guyana or St. Lucia or St. Vincent or St. Kitts or Nevis. Right, they may more than likely have the exact same problem that you are currently experiencing, and they need your help, right? They need your help. So why deny them the help when they need your help, right? Don't pigeonhole yourself and figure, well, I can only service people who reside here. Guys, do the work, do the research, because I'm telling you that it is very, very possible. And because you have not done that research, a lot of times you are leaving money on the table. I had a client who was actually selling clothes. She was selling clothes, and a good percentage of her audience, and she's based in Trinidad and Tobago, and a good percentage of her audience was actually based in the States. Think about that, because we think that people in the States are not going to buy our clothes, or they're not going to buy our stuff, because, you know what I mean, they think that we buy everything from the States. But no, once you have something that is very authentic and is very unique, and you know they cannot find it wherever they are, then you can be that resource for them. You can be that resource for them. Look at the diaspora, guys. There is money to be made. There are people who need your products and your services. There are connections that can be made. Go to Kariri, Export Titi, go to these entities who can actually help you get your products and services out to market, so that you can expand your reach and not just depend on your local market. Your local market is great, but if you want to move from making $5,000 a month to making easily $50,000 a month, that is one. That is one. It's not the only way, but that is one of the ways that you can do that. And I'm speaking from Trinidad and Tobago, but I also know that I've had clients in Barbados do this. I have clients in Grenada do this. I've had clients in St. Lucia do this. Do not pigeonhole yourself to your home country. There are people, and that's why when you look at these bigger territories and stuff, you can see that they have clients from all over the world, right? Because they're not pigeonholing themselves to just people in the States or just people in Canada or the UK. Do that for yourselves as well, right? Because it's not much difference, right, in the challenges that they may be experiencing, that you may be able to help them. You may be able to help them up to a certain point, but up to that certain point can make a difference between, as I said, $2,000 and $10,000 a month, right? So if you can give them that level of support, then give them that level of support. You can be making products that are very authentic to your country, which has particular products or ingredients specific to your country. Sell that to people outside. Guys, there are so many ways that we as entrepreneurs are leaving money on the table, and I want you to think about that. Think about your business model and think about, how can I expand my reach so that I can increase my ideal client base, so that I can actually bring in more money, so that you can actually bring in more money into your business this year. Let's talk about it. Jump into my DMs, or you know, click the link in my bio, leave a comment underneath this thing, and let's have a discussion about it, and let's set up your business in such a way that this is possible for you. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast, and remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.